Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road.
Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans, to the Rad Reality Show Network and tonight's episode of TAR's Second Pit Stop Show, hosted by none other than Louis Stravato of TAR 16. Tonight is April 28, 2013, and I don't know about y'all, but it certainly seems like this season of The Amazing Race has just flown by. I can't believe that next week is the two-hour finale already. It just seems like it's just flown by the season. So for any first-time listeners out there, I'll introduce the co-host for tonight's show, which will include myself, Cherry Garcia, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing great. I got to give you a report. My air conditioning was on today.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Spring has found Minnesota.
And it got up to 80. So we went from, on Thursday, we got to 60, which we hadn't been for a while. And later in the afternoon on Thursday, it got to 70. And then today, we got to 80. And the other thing I have to make, two other things I have to make a comment. The Wild, Minnesota Wild, barely got into the playoffs. They had to win their final game on the road in Colorado, and we did win. And the other thing is a happy 65th birthday to my sister. So,
yeah, as much grief as I've listened to you all season long about the Wild against the Blues made it in fourth place, and Minnesota Wild made it in eighth place.
Yeah, and you know what that means, who we face.
Yeah, you're going to be facing Chicago.
I know.
Well, we're facing L.A., so neither one of us are in great shape.
True.
So true.
But you never know. Anything, they always say in the playoffs, any of the sports, anything can happen.
That's so true. So true. The playoffs are a totally different animal. So.
And I will be waiting to find out when they haven't even announced. They're going to have a show at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 our time, to announce when everybody's playing. I mean, I don't even know. We don't even know the TV schedule yet, but it's going to be announced here in the next couple hours. So I will be even watching for that.
Well, you know, we haven't done this for quite some time. We have Louis on the air with us, but we have something we haven't played on the show for quite a while now. I think it's time that we play this for old time's sake. Let's take a little break here before we start the show and play something from our beloved house rodent.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louis.
Louis from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louis's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full.
Twitter's full.
So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza?
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Tip. Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
There we go, Louie. How are you tonight? I figured we'd play an intro for you.
That never gets old. That never gets old. Oh, my God. It's like the very first time I ever heard that, I was dying. I was just dying. And I ended up talking to the house rodent, the main guy, the main
Steven,
person.
Steven, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
and,
amazing. I got to meet him in New Hampshire.
Never met him, but he was like, you know, I said, it's all cool, I'm fine, but whatever, you know? And that is hilarious. It was like one of the funniest things, man, ever. I was like, they're so talented. are they still doing, like, every season still, you know? Like, are they doing this season?
Could be. I haven't been keeping up too much. I don't know if he's doing the Amazing Race.
No, I don't. I think
I know
I
he does do Brother a lot.
I checked a while ago, and we were definitely in the middle of Amazing Race season, and he's kind of cut back, but was still doing Big Brother. So hopefully, he'll still do Big Brother.
Yeah, but I mean they're hilarious. They're very talented. It's like their whole skit is really really cool. Actually,
hey, speaking of,
I don't know if it's
speaking of sports, Louie. I know that you're not a hockey fan, but Celtics fan. I feel bad for you if you are.
Yeah, they're not looking good. But I don't, you know, the funny thing, you know, I don't know. Call me a meathead. Call me whatever you want to call me. But I just, me, I'm like football, then there's MMA, and then there's boxing, and then there's baseball. That's my lineup.
Yep.
You know,
in that order?
Basketball playoffs, like right now, you know, like, and it's like when the Celtics are winning, or, you know, and stuff, you know. Pretty much, basketball would come after box. I mean, after baseball, I guess. It's just not. It's, you know, I've been to, you know, several games. You know, back in the day at the Garden and stuff. You know, and if you know, I mean, God, I mean, I grew up in the era of, you know, Bird and McHale and Johnson.
All right,
and,
that's
know.
What I was going to ask you, because Kevin McHale is a homegrown Minnesotan here, so he's my favorite.
Loved Kevin McHale. You know, those were like our heroes when we were younger. You know, it was like, you know, so not really. I'm not really killing it right now. I'm not really watching it. You know, so
yeah,
I know they're not doing well.
Yeah, they were down 3-0 to the Knicks, and they pulled out a win last night. But no team's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. So,
well, no team has ever come back from a four. What was it? A 3-0 or a 4? Yeah, 3-0 deficit.
Red Sox.
I'm talking Yankees. Yeah, I'm talking Red Sox Yankees. Yes.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. You know, they you know, there's always a first time for something, and
exactly,
it would be so awesome if that happened, especially with what Boston has gone through.
Oh my God,
Hey, Louis, I forgot to ask you last week, and it's on my notes that I jotted down. But have you heard back at all from the casino?
I haven't heard from I can't say I haven't. I talked to one of the bosses, and I should have an answer sometime this week whether or not I got the job. So, just keep your fingers crossed. I'm hoping I got it. You know, there's several guys on my job, especially the guys I work with in my district, that are like, one of my buddies goes, Louis, did you get the call? I go, no, not yet. So he's like, let me see your phone. Right? And I'm like, no. I'm like, why? Why do you want to see my phone? He goes, because I want to break it. I'm like, they don't want me to go. You know?
Oh.
It's the camaraderie, bro. You know, it's like, you know.
It's like you're leaving your family. I mean,
See, I'm one of those guys that are like, you know, they know I'm there. If you need backup.
I'm sure they all look up to you.
Yeah. So. You know,
he's not
funny?
That tall.
You better be glad you don't go to a lot of these functions, Paul.
I may be only 5'10", but I fight a lot bigger than what I am.
Oh, you sure do.
But no, it's just, it's respect. And the funny thing is, like, you don't even, like, I don't think of myself as old. But I am. I'm 50 now, and it's like, I still can compete with a lot of these fucking young. Excuse my language. Ooh,
oh my
that, dude. I can still compete with a lot of these young guys. You know. And, you know, that's funny. I just said the F word because I am like infamous for saying the F word, and I barely say it on this show.
That's
but
true.
I think
that's,
I think
that's true. You hardly ever say that on the show.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I'll tell you a little tidbit here and there. Right? The other thing is that I do a local. I don't know if you ever watch my feeds on my Facebook. Like I do a local entertainment channel here, and it's a local news. It's called the Road Show. Road spelled Rhode Island. RHODE, and. I do a segment within the Road Show called the Roadie Roundup, and it's the host and me, and there's a DJ personality, and then there's the director of the Road Show, and we all sit there and we talk about nonsense. You know, like this week we talked about, I don't know if you guys saw it, that hamburger That McDonald's hamburger that the guy found in his coat pocket. And did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. This guy was going through his closet. He was getting rid of clothes, okay? And as he was getting rid of clothes, he found this suit jacket. And allegedly in the suit jacket was a McDonald's hamburger from 2 years ago.
Oh.
And it was still in good shape, according to him. Right, it didn't look like a 2-year-old. There was no mold. There was nothing. So he didn't get rid of the jacket. He said to his wife, "Let's try some. You got to check this out. You got to look it up on YouTube or something, or even Google it." And then he left it for like 15 years, and it still didn't lose anything. So you got a question. There's some holes in this story, I'm sure, but he put it on a platter with other, you know, burgers that were for real right now, and nobody could pick them out, you know. So absolutely disgusting. But that's the kind of nonsense we talk about, but it's fun. It's like a fun little, like, 10-minute segment that we do, you know. So, on that show.
Right. Yeah, Ben just posted a link to www.foxprovidence.com. Rhode Island Roadshow. So that's the one.
Yeah, but go, if you tell Ben, or you guys, go on my Facebook page and scroll down, and it's just there. It's just got posted like yesterday or today, the segment that I do. It's only, like I said, it's like less than 10 minutes. So
cool.
Now, yeah, check it out. It's pretty fun. It's a lot of fun. I like doing it.
Back to the job, when you said how people looked up to you, I was wondering, and you kind of touched on it, are you kind of like one, you have the most seniority there, or how many, what percentage are younger than you?
Oh, man, a lot. A lot. I am the third senior guy days.
Oh.
Yeah. And I mean, third senior guy, period. That working in the patrol unit, you know. There are some guys that have been around that are working in, like, say, the property room and stuff like that, or the courts, that have been around a little longer than me, but they're inside. They're not on the street because they're not in the condition I'm in. But I'm patting myself. So getting back to the F word, but when I was on the race. You know, going along. I dropped it a few times, needless to say. And especially when you're with your boy, you know, and you're like, you know, and you forget, oh, my God, you forget this camera's on you, you forget this sound on you, the whole thing. I think it was a sound guy. One of the sound guys comes up to me and he goes, Louis, he goes, what are you, what I think he said, what are you, unintelligent or something? Something really rude, like, you know, you keep swearing, you know. He was kind of, like, disgusted by me, right? And I said, no. I said, it's just ignorance. I said, and it was, like, kind of like my upbringing, and not that my upbringing was bad. It's just that you get a bunch of Italians in one room, and I'm going really old school. You get a bunch of Italians in a basement during a confirmation or a catechism or first communion where there's no windows and everybody's smoking and everybody's dropping the F-bomb. It was like, I don't know. It's ignorant.
It's second
That's
nature.
All it is. Yeah, but it's just ignorant.
Well,
you know
what? I have, you know, watched a lot of reality shows and it comes to mind watching the Mob Wives, how I always felt, just, and this is my upbringing too. This is, you know, from where I come. But I'm always amazed at how often these mothers are sitting there swearing away, you know, like a drunken sailor or whatever good phrase is, with their little children all around them. You know.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's a little over the top. I mean, like, especially when my kids were younger, I wasn't like dropping F bombs in front of them and stuff, you know. I tried not to do what my aunts, uncles, you know, and stuff like that did when we were kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, you know, and my oldest son goes, oh, no, my youngest son, he goes, well, you drop the F-bomb all the time. As he got older, you know, and all of a sudden he's dropping the F-bomb. I'm like, I'm still bigger than you. I said, I'm a lot stronger than you. You better knock it off. So, but I told you guys, yeah, no, you guys know that I did really well with that fundraiser, and I actually went to go meet them this week. The NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illnesses, they are so excited to have me. It was like they're walking me around, introducing me to everybody from the main guy down, and saying, "This is Louie. This is Louie from the Amazing Race." And I said, "No, I'm Louie. I'm a police officer, and I have a personal interest in this illness." I said, "And you know, I have a family member, and you know," and I said, "It hits home," and that they were just so appreciative. Oh my God! And then they took me into a room where there was all like about 15 guys and some women that all had mental illnesses, and they were discussing and talking, and they, like the guy that was the main guy that was talking said, goes, tell me, how'd you get on the Amazing Race? You know, so look, it's a stepping stone into something to help somebody else do something. That I'm good with that. You know what I mean? It just I am very proud of what I've done throughout my life and my career, and humbled that I was, like I've said this a million freaking times, but humbled that I was on the Amazing Race and blessed to be on the Amazing Race. And so, you know, to go forward and help other people, I'm going to do it as long as I can do it, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of my favorite segments in watching Celebrity Apprentice is when they do visit their charities, and it what you just described kind of sounds like one of those kind of segments, and how moving it is to meet, you know, the beneficiaries.
Sorry. I don't want to get them going. Bella, lay down. Knock you out. So.
Bella, come here, girl, come here.
But
you've always been one to give back to your community and to any charity that you can, and I commend you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you. I had a couple of fans when they saw that I was supporting NAMI. You know, they're not even in Rhode Island; they're from, you know, across the state, across the country, and they're like, you know, they go, I liked you before. Now I really, really like you for supporting this charity. And it's nice. It's just nice. You know, it's just the right thing to do. You know, I've done bad in my life, you know, stupid shit, you know, but.
It's really, really nice.
Like you said, it's good to give back.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is. And it's so nice when you see, you know, people who have been blessed to be chosen to be on one of these reality shows, and they use it to the good, to
yes,
do charity functions and to give back like you have. And they don't, you know, use it to just try to use it for personal gain. They use it to give back to charities and you know, their community, and to give to others instead of personal gain. And I've seen you do that since you've come off the race. And
look, I've been off the race 3 years now. I haven't earned, I don't want to earn any money has gone into my pocket to support these charities. Every dime I've made, every single penny that I've collected for charities went back to the charities. So, I mean, but I know there are people that do these charity events and they take like a percentage and stuff like that. I couldn't live like that. That wouldn't even sit right with me. But
right, and some people that we hear about that you know, bars or whatever want to book them to bring in, you know, clientele, and they say, I'll do it, but I have an appearance fee, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't you go there for 4 hours? How's that ruining your life? You know, how's that, like, you know, the bars aren't stupid.
the bars aren't stupid at all. They know you're going to pull people in there.
Right.
And they're going to make money on the drinks, period. They know that. You know, and now it's all up to you to whether or not to make money on, you know, your people to give you money, you know, for tips and stuff. And that's all it's all about. You know, like I told you, a random guy that was sitting there at the bar donated $100. You know,
wow.
Like,
wow.
Random guy. I mean, you know, you guys know. I'm a very charismatic person. I figured, you know, it's the way I am. It's the way I was born, and I think it's a blessing. And
now,
did
he tip you or did he tip Stephanie?
He actually tipped me. He actually tipped me. She did really well. I mean, she did fabulous. But
Stephanie's a sweetheart, too. I'm sure she made
thank you.
She made it bundle, too.
She's in Florida right now with her cousin hanging out on the beaches. So good for her.
Hey, Louis, since you brought it up a couple weeks ago, have you had a chance to talk on the phone with Jim Zaglica?
I have. There's so much stuff we can't talk about, but the thing is that he called me actually yesterday, and he said, "Are you around?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "I'm dropping Stephanie off at the airport, and I'll call you back." And I called him back, and we were on the phone for over an hour talking, and he was venting. You know, and that's a lot of stress on one person. You know, and it's tough to talk to other people. Like, it would be tough for him to talk to you guys in regards to what happened, because he needed to talk to somebody that he could relate with.
Right.
If you know what I mean. Not to be insulting anybody. It's just that.
No.
I
know that I'm glad that you're there to support your fellow officers and like only you can. It's kind of like in a way like the Big Brother people that are in the house. We watch them and we can kind of, you know, understand in a way what they're going through, but nobody can really get it unless you've been in that situation. And that's why it's good for, you know, all the Big Brother house guests over the years to help each other out. And you're just kind of helping your fellow police officer out. But I found it interesting after I looked it up again on his Facebook, because I follow him, that he's with the Waltham Police Department, which is the neighboring town right next to Watertown. And
exactly.
It came out about a week after everything was happening and little bits and pieces were leaking out that they had this triple homicide unsolved there in Waltham. And I'm sure you saw that report as well. So, anyway.
It's a lot. You know, it's a lot. And so I was glad to be there for my friend, and it meant a lot to him. So, you know, God bless. And God bless those people that were there that were part of that, you know, so. But what was I going to say? I hate that. I'm getting, you know, and Paul, I know you could feel me on this one. Cherry's still young, but I forget. I want to say something, like you're talking, and I'm going to say, I'm going to say this next, and all of a sudden it's not there. I'm like, where the hell did that go? I wanted to say something just now. It's like,
well, maybe he could come on the show.
We're talking about
charities.
Do you
think he would be able to join us next week?
It's possible. Yeah, he won't. I'm sure he won't talk about pretty much what went on. He won't get into the meats and potatoes of it. But he'll probably say something.
You know, I'm sure he won't be able to say
a
lot about what happened. But
I'll ask him. Sure.
It
speaking of next week, remember last year at this time, the two-hour finale, we're facing that again, where we're going to be sitting there, Cherry, and especially Cherry and I, because we're trying to have to start the show and get it going. It's going to still be on.
Right, it'll still be on as we're starting the show. So,
well, we got
notes and preparing to, you know, get on air and everything will be really difficult for Paul and I, because we usually have to get everything ready and get the show up on air and everything a little before we go live, and the show will still be going on, and we won't have
Jerry,
any time for prep.
you'll have to. We'll have to plan ahead, and you'll have to write your intro instead of 5 minutes before.
Right.
Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe, I mean, like, what did we do last year? Didn't we go on an hour later?
We played around with the thought of starting it half an hour later, you know, at 10:30, 9 Eastern, but we decided to just stick with it and go ahead. Now, the only thing I always worry about, and I check the TV listings, is if there's a sporting event, as we have seen happen many times, that the race airs late because of a sporting event. But the golf tournament is supposed to be over well in advance. So, I mean, I think it should be okay. That would be the big problem if it got delayed. But I think it worked out. I was a little concerned last season because I thought, you know, it would work out better if we started but half hour later, but we didn't. And if I recall correctly, Cherry, it seemed to go off all right.
Yeah, if I remember, it went good, but I was just trying to remember what we did. I wasn't sure if we started an hour later because of that, or I can't remember. I don't remember.
If we had the option to start the show like at 15, you know, increments, that would make more sense. But the best we could do is start half an hour later. So it seemed to work out. Don't you remember that, Cherry?
Yeah, I believe we did start it. Maybe at the same time, but, you know, that's playing with fire. If they are late at all, then we're really in trouble.
We'll figure it out. Let's not stress ourselves over that right now. Hey, I remembered what I wanted to say. There's a couple of things. Michelle told me a while back, she goes, she had got something from the house road and she went somewhere and it was to give to me and I never got it. So I got a bone to pick with her. So when you guys talk to her on Monday, say, Louie wants to know, where is that thing the house rodent gave you that you I think it was a CD that I never got. Second, how often do you guys talk to Adam during the Big Brother shows? Does he call in a lot? Every so often. Because Jim got invited to his wedding, but I don't remember getting an invite. And I don't get it. I'm not that far away.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I sent him congratulations and everything.
Maybe his next wedding you'll get in. No, wait a minute.
I don't think there'll be a next one. I think those two will be together forever.
I'm almost wondering if it was my user error with Facebook and he sent out one of those invites and I never followed up with it. You know, it's like, so it could have been me. So before I go pointing fingers, but I think I would have went. Jim goes, oh, I wish you were here. You know, cause Jim was telling me it was a good time. They had a blast, you know? There were supposedly other celebrities that were supposed to show up and they didn't show up. They said they were coming and didn't come, you know?
Well,
so
Michelle was not able to make it. She was dealing with the aftermath of the marriage. Now, the other thing I want to touch on real quickly is for those listening, if they did not catch it, two Thursdays in a row, Blog Talk has messed with us, and last Thursday was no exception. Without warning, all of a sudden, our show just shut off. It was not anything of our doing. It was Blog Talk's technical problems. And so, thankfully, we had basically, I think, if I remember, Cherry, we'd gotten through talking about Survivor. We were up to talking about the tribal.
council,
right.
And we never got to it, but we basically talked everything else. But all of a sudden, boom, silence, and we didn't get to do our endings or anything like that. So I just want to let people know that that was a blog talk then.
And we have let people know at the beginning of the show that there was a banner on our switchboard that did indicate from Blog Talk that they were having difficulties. So, you know, we did announce at the beginning of the show that, you know, there was difficulty with Blog Talk. I don't know what's going on with them on Thursdays, but I don't know if they're doing something, trying to work on something on Thursdays or what their problem is, but the last two Thursdays have just been horrible for us, and I certainly hope it doesn't happen a third time in a row, because they're going to be hearing
Tuesday,
from me if it happens the third time. I can
Tuesday
tell you that.
Or Wednesday, a night that we aren't doing a show.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting a little bit ridiculous to have our shows cut off in the middle of them.
Without warning.
Paying customers and, you know, we...
That sucks.
Yeah, you know, we have guests on and we're trying to get a show through, and all of a sudden it just goes completely away on us. It's quite embarrassing. And so, yeah, I certainly hope they get their act together and leave us alone on Thursdays and don't pick any other days that we do shows.
And what about Malcolm getting knocked off? That was crazy.
I know.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that. I was like, wow. What a freaking, I mean, you know what? He should have continued digging for that idol.
Right
and
in front
ended
of her.
Up right in front of her. He should. That was his mistake. That's his own error. He should have kept digging for it. And if she was digging with him, so be it. And hopes that he finds it first, but he stopped.
I was saying the same thing. I agree with you, Louie. But
then,
such
a stupid
move. Did you catch in his little goodbye clip that they do for the evicted or voted off people? He basically said that even if he had it, he wasn't going to use it because he thought he was safe. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't
right,
know if
right.
he's saying that to save face.
Yeah, he said that to save face. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
you
know that John Cochran and her are going to be going right back to that spot to dig their butts off to try to find
right.
that idol, because they know he was there for a reason. And, you know, they know he got
like
that clue at the auction, and they know that clue from the auction is what led him there to dig.
Right.
And so Andrea and John Cochran are going to be right back at that spot to dig
Oh, he really is. I didn't recognize it early on, but right now, I think he really is. He's playing an excellent game. And did you guys see the ads for this Wednesday?
Yes.
There's
going to be two tribals.
Two immunity challenges. It's a double eviction. They're apparently going to go through, you know, not hidden immunity, but regular immunity challenges, two of them.
Mm.
The commercial with John Cochran where he says, "I've turned into something that even my own mother wouldn't recognize"?
Yeah. Oh, what did he say when one of the girls said something and
at the auction with the peanut
butter?
And he goes, it happens more than you think.
That was
right.
great. Sherry gave him some peanut butter, hand fed him some peanut butter, and
Jeff
goes,
How often does that happen?
And he goes, more often than you'd think.
Well, I had to talk to CBS because they, Survivor and the Amazing Race have been really good this year.
So, you know, they keep us amused and wanting more. So, all right, so we are, I guess we're going to have to do spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert. I turned it down, Sherry.
Oh, you did? Great. Okay. Here we go, our spoiler alert.
She lied.
I think you're right, Louie. I think you lied.
All right, I'm gonna put it down another notch. I didn't try it out ahead of time because you really can't. But I put it down one more notch.
It was 22:40 on 4/28/13 when the Amazing Race. all right, Amazing Race season 22. We're coming close to the end here, guys.
Late 10.
Oof, unbelievable. Late 10, yes. Thank you, Paul. We're in Berlin. That was a great episode last week where Max and Katie ended up winning 2 Ford Fusions. Unbelievable prizes. Incredible prizes. Good for them. So from Berlin, they had to head to Edinburgh, Scotland. And once they got
capital
there, they had to find
Scotland.
The capital of Scotland. They had to find a Ford Fusion to drive to their next clue. And it said, caution ahead, there's going to be a U-turn. So airports were closed when they all got there, and they opened at 5 a.m. Mona and Beth, Joey and Megan, thought they had the earlier flight. They were all excited. They were so confident they had the earlier flight. When Banks and Anthony, Carolyn and Jennifer, Max and Katie all ended up – well, Max and Katie were the first to find the flight that they were all on. But then Bates and Anthony and Carolyn and Jennifer also found that flight, and they all ended up on the same one. I'm curious, though, because I thought when Max and Katie found that flight, then all of a sudden somebody else tried to get on it. They said it was sold out. So
no.
I was confused. I was kind of confused on
that. Okay, here's what happened. Max and Katie stopped at a business and got on the Internet and found their flight on the Internet. The rest of the teams were waiting till the ticket counters opened, and the first two people that got in line, first two teams got in line, got the one that was arriving at 1, and it was those that were sold out. Bates and Anthony looked down the counters and thought, you know what, let's go to another airline and see if we can find one quicker, earlier flight.
Oh, so, all right, I got you. It was that airline that Mona and Beth and Joey and Megan got on. I got you. All right.
Yep.
I got you. All right. Here it is. Thank you.
No problem.
You're the best. So once they got to Edinburgh, Scotland, they then had to drive for their next crew. They got their next crew. It was a roadblock. And it was a Royal Regiment of Scotland. Where the bagpipers, they had to, instructor had to be satisfied with their performance. So they had to keep an even pressure on the bag of the bagpipe and march around in like a foyer type area and hold that one tone, that whole performance in order to get through. So kind of cool. I mean, because on my police department we have our bagpipers, which the guys are awesome. They play for good events as well as the funerals and stuff like that, and it's really sad.
Have you ever actually tried to play it yourself?
No, I never did. I never had. So now I might. I just tried this out of for the fun of it. You know.
I think they're the coolest things.
See, what's that?
We have a lot of, on St. Patrick's Day here, we have two huge St. Patrick's Day parades here in St. Louis, and the bagpipers all play and everything, and I've been going to those since I was a little bitty kid, and I've always been just immensely intrigued by the bagpipers, and for some reason there's just some great intrigue about those instruments to me. And to see them play them, you know, just pick them up and learn even just a little bit about them in that short a time, I think that's just an amazing task to take on, you know, in such a short time. What a treat to get to learn to you know, play the bagpipes, you know, for there in Scotland, you know. That would be one of the most memorable, you know, things that they could do on a race, I would think.
Right, right.
Hey, Louie, I got to tell you, Chi-Town Joe says, you just want to wear a kilt, Louie.
And they did have to wear the kilt. I
yes,
had
they
that in
did.
My notes. They
what,
had
what,
to
what
wear the
kilt.
Wouldn't
he like to know what
all.
I'm wearing underneath it? Hey, but it was an inappropriate line as far as I was concerned.
Caroline
but,
and
mean,
Jennifer?
Yes. But when Jennifer was watching Caroline go around, it said, she's a singer. She knows how to blow. So I'm like, okay.
All right. I knew you were going to say that.
I actually, Louie, I have it. Well, it will come later on, but... actually, when they were in the car, they said something a little risque.
Yeah, I wrote
as well.
Down stuff. I wrote down stuff, so I wonder if I have it. We'll see. If I miss it, if I don't have it
anyway.
Okay, so.
Back to Max and Bates did it really easily.
Yes,
in
most teams did. Almost all the teams pretty much went around once. Did it according to the show. They did it in one shot, except for Jennifer and Callan. I mean, Carolyn did it. It took her seven attempts.
Yeah.
So
she,
that must
so
have
bad
been
for her.
Up
she
a
was
wall.
Crying at one point.
But look. Did you see her crying? Was she crying or was she laughing?
Seriously.
It didn't look like real tears. That's what I'm saying. It was like, you know, but whatever.
And then
I mean,
after she kind of broke down, then once she got that, the nerves out of her and everything, it seemed like the next time she just got the determination in her and she made it through.
And I know it seems appropriate time to make a comment, but what I so love those two. I mean, you know, Carolyn ends up hugging this guy. She says, I've got a new boyfriend. He's 70 years old.
70 years old,
I met my husband.
Yeah.
In Scotland.
I just love their attitude. I just love watching those two. But at any rate, that was a highlight for me there, too.
No, I tell you what, they've been – all the teams that are left, I pretty much like now.
Yeah.
Even Max and Katie. So, I mean, so it's really a toss-up as far as who I'd like to see win. Right now.
Now
I guess my voice, Bates and Anthony, are still like in my heart. But
yeah, I've been worried about them, but you know, from last week, but they certainly improved. But just to also give a put it in perspective, because of the airplane flights, Mona and Beth and Joey and Megan, they're way behind. Their flight was like 3 hours or so later than the first three teams. And when they showed up at their cars, they were just heartbroken because they
were. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you're getting ahead. Bates
and
Anthony do the whiskey.
You're right.
Let Louis go ahead and do his notes.
All right, so once they completed the bagpipe, they received the route info, and it was make your way to Craig Miller Castle for your next clue and search the fireplaces. So they got their they searched the fireplaces, they find the clue, it was a detour. So it was tasty pudding or whiskey rolling. Tasty pudding, they had to make
they had to make four portions of this. I don't even remember what it was called. You know what it was
Haggis.
Called?
Haggis.
Haggis. They had to make four portions of the Haggis properly. And they had to be prepared properly. Where the whiskey rolling, they had to take 8 whiskey barrels and roll them 200 yards and deliver them to a party. Max and Katie, Mona and Beth, Joey and Megan, Carolyn and Jennifer all did the Haggis, the tasty pudding. Bates and Anthony did the whiskey rolling. From there, they went to, all right, let's see. What about this? Megan goes, when she did the bagpipe. See, I told you my notes, because everybody's all over the place, so my notes end up going all over the place. Megan goes, this is going to be, when you're doing the bagpipe, this is going to be easy. I played the trumpet for 4 years.
I wrote that down, too.
And she was almost like, I thought she was going to blow it, but she ended up like sucking it up, and it appears that she did it on her first try. So,
she had a hard time, I thought. Even though she played the trumpet for 4 years, she had to try a few times, I thought, before she made it.
She was practicing. She did the practice.
Right.
Oh, okay.
She was back with the tutors before she even tried to do the march. She couldn't get back in the back room. She couldn't get it down for a good length of time, a good half hour, as we learn later. And she finally said, to heck with it, let's just go out and try it. And the first time she went out, you're right, sir, she got it the first time. But she was back in the practice room a long time.
Yeah, she seemed to think she was going to do that really quickly, and it wasn't the case.
Well, I'll tell you what, that whiskey rolling was tailor-made for Bates and Anthony. I mean, as far as strength goes.
It was uphill for those 200 yards. It was a tough task, but they're big, burly guys. They certainly could do that task quickly.
I wanted to comment because I was really worried, and I actually rewound and paused 3 different clues, and none of the clues... They had the Haggis one, the pudding one at the top, but the second one was not there. But it was called Whiskey Rollin'. And when they picked those barrels up, I thought, oh, no.
My husband and I were concerned about that, too. When they carried the barrels up, we were wondering if they were going to get a penalty for carrying them and not rolling them.
Now, let me stop you right there. You know, when Mike and I, when we were in, was it Argentina? I think it was Argentina. When we did the polo thing and, if you remember us on these horses type thing, we had to knock this ball down the field with a mallet and stuff. But anyways, we had a taxi cab direct us there. And that was against the rules. We couldn't follow it. We had to find it ourselves. We couldn't have somebody like that. Couldn't follow. And we ended up getting penalized. It never made it on TV. It never made it on that we got penalized 30 minutes. So, I was shocked.
Here's another behind-the-scenes thing that you might be able to answer for me. When I rewound to see if I could read the instructions for the whiskey rolling, I saw Max and Katie trying to make their decision, and it was a faraway shot, and Katie was holding a full-size sheet of paper that they were reading instructions. And we always, as viewers, always see this printed thing is that common that you open it up and there's a full sheet of paper?
No, sometimes the full sheet of paper could be with to do with local instructions, like local the area in whether it be it must have had to do with the driving, following. Make sure you follow the laws of the roads in Scotland, this and that.
Oh, okay.
So they don't put that on the route info or the whatever. They give it to you separately. to make sure you understand that this is what's going on. This is what has to be done. So,
okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, it does, because I'd never seen a team holding looked like an instruction sheet, to, you know, a full-blown sheet of paper, and I thought, what is on that, you know? So,
we had it. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Nothing you're chattering. Nothing you're chattering.
We learn from somebody who's been there on the race.
Exactly.
All right, so... once they completed either Tasty Pudding or Whiskey Rolling, they had received the next clue, and it was a route info, and they had to make their way to Puddington's Creek for the next clue. When they got there, it was the double U-turn. Bates and Anthony make it there first, and they U-turn Joey and Megan. And Max and Katie get there second, and they U-turn Mona and Beth. So, which meant Joey and Megan and Mona and Beth had to go do the Whiskey Rolling. And I'll tell you what, man, my hat's off to Mona and Beth. They're just beasts.
Boy,
they are unbelievable.
I agree.
They also had to complete a speed bump.
Yes.
Right, correct. Yes. They had the speed bump. It was play Skittles, which is bowling. And they had to bowl a strike. I forgot exactly the name that they called their strike was, but they had to blow. They had to alternate back and forth, and Beth finally hit where she rolled a strike. And they actually had to go. The person who wasn't bowling had to go set up the pins for the next person. So they alternated, but Beth finally did it. So we don't really know how many attempts it took them, but they completed it, and then they went on to do
their
the other
ball doesn't stuff. Have holes in it like American ball.
No, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
The U-turns. I felt early in the show we were almost getting set up. You know, they were told with their very first clue that there would be a U-turn ahead, and they Max and Katie were saying, you know, we've got an alliance with Bates and Anthony, Caroline and Jennifer, but they made it sound like they were, you know, like willing to U-turn one of their alliance. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, my gosh, we're going to get to that point and they're going to, you know, switch up and go against their alliance. Were you guys thinking the same thing?
No.
I was a little concerned with them. I was a little concerned that they might U-turn Bates and Anthony or, you know, one of their own. And just because they can be a little bit shady.
Yeah.
It seems like, and I was a little bit concerned. You know, it seemed like the editing wanted us to be a little concerned.
Yeah, I agree. I have to wonder, and I would love, if we ever got a chance to talk to Max and Katie, I would love to find out if they had indeed finished or arrived at the U-turn first, would they have chosen Bates and Anthony? Because, you know, when they showed up, they already saw that Bates and Anthony had U-turned, Joey and Megan. And I'm just wondering if they had that option of being the first there, what they might have done. I'd be very curious to find out.
Hey, I'm going to give you guys. I'm going to pause just for a second with Amazing Race, and should I do a quick spoiler alert and tell you who just got eliminated from the Celebrity Apprentice, or you don't want to know?
I would prefer not. Because,
not. Okay. All right. I won't then.
Okay.
I won't
Thank
tell
you.
I won't tell you it's... All right, never mind.
Wow. I won't tell you it's Bret Michaels.
or Joan Rivers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay,
so
Mona and Beth completed their speed bump. And the U-turns have been in place. And Mona and Beth just knocked out that second
task.
I mean, they went out there and rolled those whiskey barrels up that 200 yards to that Scottish festival like nobody's business. And Joey and Megan got there, and they didn't do quite as well as Mona and Beth. I have to hand it to Mona and Beth for just, I mean,
it almost looks like they made it look like it was closer. But I mean, when Joey says to Megan, he goes, "Oh, let's push one at a time; it'll be quicker."
Oh, you yeah.
know? I'm like,
I
oh my God, you're kidding me, right?
I know.
Freaking push two at a time. That push two at a time and get yours there first, and go back and help her if that's the case, you know. And
right,
you know, if she's that far behind you.
The other thing that I noticed, and big props. I know you have had you, Louie, have liked Mona and Beth for a while, and I as well. And I was really worried that this might be the leg that they would get eliminated. But after
right.
they finished that whiskey rolling, oh my God, those women were just, I mean, they were sweating. They were just dead tired. Did you notice that?
Oh my God. I'll tell you what, they didn't really show Bates and Anthony like, oh, exhausted. They had to be exhausted, especially when
oh,
they were
yeah.
carrying those things and stuff. His legs must have been on fire. I could just imagine it, you know.
Mona and
so
Beth
once,
definitely moved up to be one of my favorite teams.
Yes.
My cousin is a roller derby mom.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, she loves it. And, you know, she has three little boys. She works her butt off every day. And then that's how she gets her energy out. She goes and is highly involved in roller derby. And she absolutely loves it. And so I can kind of relate to the roller derby moms in that respect. I have a lot of respect for what they do. And seeing how hard they've worked to push through and compete, I just have gained respect for them. I love Bates and Anthony. They are at the top of my list. I also love Jennifer and Caroline. But
yeah.
Mona and Beth have really gained a lot of my respect in this challenge. So
yeah.
they're up at the top of my list, too, now. So it's going to be tough to really pick a team to, you know, want to win out of those three. I really respect all three of them. And I
How worried were you all when the editing had Mona and Beth finally in their car, and they were quoted as saying, "We cannot get lost."
and it
then,
showed them, like, getting lost.
And they
and
did.
Then,
yeah.
then getting stuck in traffic, and I'm sitting there going,
stuck behind
oh.
that bus and catching the red light.
The show.
My heart was pounding.
Well, once they made it to Pudding St. Kirk and they had to go search the old town of Edinburgh for Nidri Street and locate the pit stop. So once I got there, on the map with Phil was a gentleman dressed as Jekyll and Hyde. And Max and Katie, though Bates and Anthony, I thought they were going to be first.
Yeah,
they must have made a left instead of a right, and Max and Katie pulled in front, and like I can't believe the prize. I got WTF next to the prize, $10,000 each.
Each
that is an amazing prize. So even if they don't win the race, they won two amazing prizes. I mean,
what
they
did
got
you
that.
Say the cars were worth?
The car's got to be worth $18,000, if not more, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cars are definitely worth more than the $10,000, but $10,000
oh my God,
each
yeah.
is a huge price.
That's huge. No, why that's so huge for them? Because they could pay off the freaking taxes on the car. Serious. It works big for them.
Yeah.
You know, if they're smart, they just boom. Once the show's done, they're gonna get all their prizes. And once they get the prizes, they should take it and just pay the taxes from that $10,000 on the car, out of sight, out of mind. Boom. So congratulations, Max and Katie. That was amazing. Unbelievable job. Congratulations. Bates and Anthony came in second. Carolyn and Jennifer came in third. Mona and Beth came in fourth. And Joey and Megan came in fifth and were eliminated.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And I have to say, I'm not sorry to see them go.
No. No. They were a little annoying, but I mean, they did play a good game, though. They're young, you know what I mean? Sometimes
they are young. I think I appreciate that for a lot of the race, they really enjoyed the experience. That always means a lot to me.
Yes, they did do that. Especially Joey on that last episode or the one before when she thought they were eliminated and she was about to bawl her eyes out. And he was just, like, humbled, you know. We're kind of vice versa tonight. But, they played a good game. They got nothing, they should be proud of what they accomplished.
They made it a long way. They did.
Yep. Next week's a 2-hour finale. So
I can't believe it's over already. It just seems like the season has flown by.
It has. Yep. I agree. I'm curious, though, do we know, and I don't think it's a spoiler or anything. I don't care if somebody tells me, but where is the race finishing? Because all I could see was this big kind of mansion thing and
Newport, Rhode Island.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Oh, Louie. God, I'm so easy. I'm so easy.
I love you, kids.
Phil was all, I don't, wherever he was, it was not very warm. It didn't seem like it was, in California, because he was wearing a coat. That's all I picked up on. But do we know where?
I don't know. I don't look at any of those spoiler things at all, so I have no idea. But if somebody knows, whatever, it's not a big deal either. But you got to understand, they raced that race during the winter months. And they did it late December, early January. So
same time. You guys finished just before Christmas.
Yeah, we finished just before Christmas, and they possibly did the same thing. So, it was cold. Some of the places we went to were cold. And so, but hey, it was a great episode. It was season 22, leg 10, and it was a good night. Scotland was beautiful. Some beautiful sights they showed. Good competitors this season. I'm looking forward to next week for the 2-hour finale to see what happens.
Are you gonna pick who you want to win, or?
You want me to? I think I mentioned already. I'd like to see Bates and Anthony.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Mona and Beth. And the way things are going, Max and Katie, they've really come on strong. But I think if you look at it this way, what does the country want to see? What is everybody? Everybody wants to see, I think they want to see Carol and Jennifer, Bates and Anthony, and Mona and Beth.
That's exactly my top three.
Yeah, so.
I'm with you on the Bates and Anthony. I think... I would put probably Mona and Beth in my second spot and Caroline and Jennifer in my third spot. So that's how I'm going to rate it. Bates and Anthony number one, Mona and Beth number two, and number three is Caroline and Jennifer. Paul?
I as well. I've gained a little more respect for Max and Katie. They're really coming on strong at the end, and they aren't as mean or whatever word I can come up with that we were feeling early on.
I don't see that anymore. So I give them great props for coming on strong at the end. But I still am with you guys. The other three, Bates and Anthony, Mona and Beth, Caroline and Jennifer, I wouldn't be disappointed if any one of those three teams, and I would be just elated just because they seem to be the underdogs if Mona and Beth came out on top.
Oh, my God, that would be pretty incredible if they were to win the whole thing. Yeah, I agree. Well, hey, it was another amazing evening with you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words, as always, Cherry.
Always a pleasure, Louie.
But it was a great evening. And thank you for everybody who's listening and in the chat and everybody who is going to listen down the road. Thank you for listening to us. And without you and Paul, I would be nobody.
That's not true. You know
that. I'm serious. You guys put it together. You guys are the balls of this thing. We're a team.
We wouldn't have a show without you, Louie.
Anyway, I love you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for hanging around a little bit longer than normal, Louie. I really appreciate it. You have a great week, bud.
Have a great one, Louie, and I hope you get that call.
Hey, and I want some 80-degree weather, too, Paul. That's bullshit.
Let me know if you get that call, Louie.
I will do that. Take care, guys.
You take care, babe.
Bye.
Okay, another great one with Louie, and we just want to remind you to make sure you're with us tomorrow for Manic Monday. And we're going to have a special guest with us tomorrow for Manic Monday. We're all going to get misted by Mr. Dan Giesling tomorrow for Manic Monday.
What? Yes. I had to click on something. You just blew me away.
Mr. Dan Giesling will be joining us tomorrow for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. So make sure
Sherry,
you join us to be misted by Mr. Dan Giesling.
Sherry? Woo! Wow, when did you hear this? Anyway, I'm excited. I'm sorry, I got to contain myself, but that is so cool. I am so excited. I never thought that Michelle would what is that going to be like? Holy cow. And
I'm getting ready to start posting the show as soon as
I am so excited to hear about his time in the BB Canada house. I think I told you about that, right, Cherry?
Yes, we will be hearing all about his dinner he had at the BB house. And
he was in there for 24 hours. It was so cool. You saw the little clip I gave you with Marsha the Moose and Tala. Tala just, it's a stairway from the door entrance into the house, and he opens up the door. She was the first one there, and she's this little 5'1". I mean, she's tiny, and she screams, and, you know, you saw her screaming with Marsha. She screams and jumps into his arms, wraps her legs around him, and it was fun to see him in that BB Canada house, and I am so excited. I am really excited. Great news.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see or to hear, you know, the two of them, you know, talk about Big Brother, talk about Big Brother Canada, just the entire thing. You know, they were in the Big Brother house together.
Yep.
And just to hear them talk, you know, reminisce about that, and then to talk about he's going to talk about his overnight stay at Big Brother Canada. So there'll be a lot to talk about, just to have those two back together on air. It's going to be quite a treat. So,
hey, Cherry, you also might not know this, but it has me a little bit concerned. The feeds for Big Brother Canada shut off today at around noon for the remainder of the season.
What?
Yep, they shut it off. There's not going to be any Big Brother After Dark. They shut it down. There are four people still in the house, and there's no 24/7 feeds. And my concern is with CBS taking over
this
the feeds.
This is what it's going to be like with us. If
I am so worried about it. And the other thing, throughout this season, there have been, like, every week, the feeds have been cut for lengthy periods, sometimes several days over the weekend when they're doing some of this stuff. And if CBS does the same thing, it's just going to, oh, my God, I'm just so worried right now.
Oh, man. You just sent me into a tailspin. I don't even want to think about going through this, Paul.
I know.
I just can't imagine.
And not only that, I'm hoping that CBS is able to hire or still have the same people running the cameras, because it was, you know, it's their first season up there in Canada, but frequently the audio would not be turned on in one of the cameras as people moved around. They'd switch cameras and you'd hear the audio from the other set of cameras. And sometimes they just totally shut off one of them and you couldn't hear anything. It was frustrating. And I'm just hoping that we don't have that to add into the frustration as well. But the long periods of shutting down the cameras, I'm hoping they won't pick up on you know, the same thing that they did. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, there's really nothing we can do about it. Just got to wait and see, I guess. So.
Oh, that's not going to be fun. I'm so not looking forward to CBS taking over the live feeds. That's really concerning.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm just blown away by the fact that they have shut them down already and said no more for the entire season. Although I'm not watching Big Brother Canada myself.
Well,
I can't imagine what the people that are watching are going through at this time.
Right.
I would be just going berserk right now.
Okay,
so,
Cherry, the Blues played the Kings game one Tuesday at 7 p.m. your time on CNBC.
Tuesday, 7 p.m. CNBC.
Yeah. I paused it. Now I got to see. Oh, man. I still haven't seen one, the Wild play, but I did see that, and I thought I'd pass that along.
Well, thank you so much. And while Paul's watching the sports, I will continue to remind people to join us on Thursdays for our Survivor show, which is called Survivor Caramon Roundtable Show. That airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and is hosted by Travis Bubba Sampson of Survivor Vanuatu, and he has different guests from Survivor join us each week, and we talk about Survivor Caramon, which is really, really getting good right now. So if you're a Survivor fan, make sure you join us on Thursdays for our Survivor Caramon Roundtable Show. And it's back here on Sunday. Next Sunday will be our TAR Second Pit Stop Show finale for the finale of The Amazing Race. I can't believe it's over already. It just seems like the season of The Amazing Race has just started and it's over already. So,
it really is. We don't know if it'll happen because Louis kind of played around with it. It'd be cool if we're able to do it. But he kind of played around with the idea when he goes to the rap party or the whatever they call it for Amazing Race that he thought it'd be cool if we could do a show. But we still don't know when it's happening, what day it's happening, what time it's happening. But it may not Sunday may not be our last show with Louis if that does come to fruition. And I just see where the Wild play the Blackhawks at the exact same time that your Blues are playing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we might start our show a half hour late next week, next Sunday, just to make sure that the sports shows that come on Sunday don't interfere and run a little bit late. If that would happen, then the shows would still be, The Amazing Race would still be going on when our show started, because
I don't like the
2-hour show. And
the thought of that happening.
Yeah, that would really be tough on us. So we may start at a half hour later than we normally start this show, just to be on the safe side and make sure that the show is over before we begin our show.
Yeah,
I'll talk with
and
Louis.
I don't know if we sat there and on Sunday afternoon and still had it scheduled to regular time and we were watching and we go, oh, this golf tournament is going into extra holes, playoffs, and it's going to be delayed. All right, you know, Sunday, early Sunday evening, I don't know if we can all of a sudden switch the time or not, you know. So are you thinking we might have to do it ahead of time, or do you think we could do it at the last minute? I don't know. We'll have to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody that joined us tonight for spending your Sunday evening with us, talking The Amazing Race with us. We've enjoyed all of your chat in the chat room, chatting with us in the chat room, as you always do. We love all of our regulars who join us in the chat room and talk to us while we're on air. It's always fun to see you pop in and say hi and spend your time with us. We enjoy you so much. So have a great week. Take care of your loved ones and be kind to each other. I'm going to switch over and turn this over to Ron to close the show, as I always do. Everyone, here's Ron to take it away.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's a wrap. Everybody take care. Have a great week. And make sure you're here tomorrow for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Dan Giesling for Manic Monday. See you then. Good night.